The Biden administration is considering a mandate that requires all domestic air travelers to present a negative coronavirus test before boarding a flight. Here's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking to Axios on HBO.
Well, there's an active conversation with the CDC right now. What I can tell you is it's going to be guided by data, by science, by medicine, and by the input of the people who are actually going to have to carry this out.
And the White House is actually already getting to that input. Delta CEO Ed Bastian told CNN that this is a horrible idea and would take tests away from sick people.
Incidence of spread aboard any of our planes is absolutely minimal. In fact, very, very few documented cases globally, not just domestically.
Let's bring in here and now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan to talk more about this. And Seth, your reaction to Delta CEO, does he actually have a point here?
Well, he sort of tried to make two different points there, right? The one about, as you mentioned, taking tests away from sick people, and then the what he says is minimal spread on airplanes. Taking that first point first, look, if the CDC ultimately says we should do this, then you have the health authorities presumably having taken into account the availability of tests and deciding that, you know, this is good for the public overall. And I'm not sure that Delta would be better positioned than the CDC to decide that. In terms of spread on airplanes, he's right that there have been very few documented cases. Keep in mind, Tanya, not every case, and in fact, many cases, you don't know where they came from, but sort of have two issues with travel. First, is it really spreading very much on airplanes? No strong evidence that it is. Second, just the movement of people around the world, which of course has helped spread the virus.
Well, if the Biden administration actually goes through with this, what will it mean for airlines and the broader travel industry from a logistical and financial standpoint?
Well, you have the direct cost of it. And I'm sure airlines would see this as essentially an unfunded mandate, right? They would say, okay, who's going to pay for this? And that very well might end up getting covered by an aid package. But beyond that, you have the impact on travel demand, right? Would this discourage people from traveling? And would it just make it more of a hassle to travel? So I'm sure when Delta CEO and others who feel that way talk about their concerns, that's part of what they're taking into account there. They would just basically feel, hey, life's already hard enough for us.
Something else, Delta is the only U.S. airline still blocking most middle seats on its flights. Do the other airlines really have no choice but to book middle seats, or have they found it doesn't actually matter much in terms of virus spread?
Well, economically, they've found that, look, the people who are traveling are probably the people who are least risk averse, and the people who would be most concerned about sitting in a middle seat or about sitting next to somebody who's in a middle seat without even that little bit of separation are likely the people who just aren't traveling anyway. So it's certainly a calculation, although the stance they take publicly is, look, the width of a middle seat, 18 inches, that's not 6 feet anyway. That's not true social distancing anyway. So they say it's basically a PR move. United, in fact, have said that directly and not something that actually prevents the spread of the virus.
Well, a lot to watch for and what the Biden administration will do with this consideration. That's Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, as always. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.